This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد فهذه ليلة الجمعة ليلة عظيمة مباركة يسن فيها الإكثار من الصلاة على سيدي ومولاي رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه من كل عمل صالح. This night of Jumu'ah is a blessed night. The Lord of Barakah in this night and the Sunnah is to increase the salah upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and all good deeds. يروي الشيخان فيما اتفق عليه من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The hadith tonight, a collection of both Bukhari and Muslim narrated by Abu Huraira. And the theme of the significance of dhikr or invocation is still what I'm covering. And this is a very famous hadith. It's a long one, so I'm going to narrate it in pieces as we go along. And I won't do too much reflection so that we don't keep people too long. But it's a very beautiful hadith. It's worth your while to know this hadith in your life and kind of have it applied to memory. Most long hadiths aren't authentic. This is one of the ones that are. And it's a very beautiful concept that you'll find within it. And this is what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam. Qala, alayhi salatu wasalam, inna lillahi malaikatan yatufuna fi al-turuqi yaltamisuna ahla al-dhikri fa'idha wajaduhum tanadaw faqalu halummu ila hajatikum. It's hadith in both Bukhari and Muslim. That the Prophet, alayhi salam, tells us that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has on earth malaika. Now malaika, when we talk about the angels, we only know so many things about angels. And a lot of what we know about angels sometimes is not actually true. It's just based on whatever we inherited within the culture that we're living in. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created these creatures from nur. And we don't know much else aside from the fact that they obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whatever He says. And they don't, and they have intellect, and they have choice. They just can't choose to disobey Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they can ask questions, and they can have thoughts. So as you will find in the Quran, they talk to Allah. They asked Him when He created Adam, what is this and where is it? So they are creatures that they have minds, and they have the ability to speak. And they have different purposes. Jibreel alayhi salam's purpose is to bring huda, which is why he is a Ruh al-Qudus, which is why he is the highest ranked malaik amongst them all, because he is the one who is given the responsibility to carry the word of God to his messenger. So there's nothing more important to that. And then you have Mikael, and you have Malakul Maut, and you have Nafikh al-Sur. You have all of these different malaik who have different purposes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has amongst the malaik a group that have a purpose of just going around earth looking for people who are gathering to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. This is what he says, alayhi salatu wasalam. This is literally the wording. Looking for people like this one here. I speak to you about Allah and you're listening. This is dhikr. This is a form of dhikr. Salah is a form of dhikr. Majlis ilm, a seating of knowledge, is a form of dhikr. Anything that halaqat Qur'an, halaqat this is a form of dhikr. We're speaking, we are embracing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book. We're speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about His teachings. This is a form of dhikr. So they go around until they find a group that are embracing or engaging in the act of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or invocation. So they call each other, tanadaw, halummu ila hajatikum, come to what you've been looking for. قَالَ فَيَحَفُّونَهُمْ بِأَجْنِحَتِهِمْ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. And they come and they smother these people with their wings to protect them and to allow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy to come upon them. And then they return to السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا and they continue to protect them until they get too far. And then when they get too far away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks them, فَيَقُولُ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ مَاذَا يَقُولُ عِبَادِي. These people that you were with, what are they saying? فَيَقُولُونَ يُسَبِّحُونَكَ وَيُكَبِّرُونَكَ وَيَحْمَدُونَكَ وَيُمَجِّدُونَكَ. They are exalting you. They are praising you. They are magnifying you. They are showing you gratitude. This is what they're doing. This is what they're spending time doing. فَيَقُولُ الرَّبُّ هَلْ رَأَوْنِي. Have they seen me? فَيَقُولُونَ لَا لَمْ يَرَوْكُ. They have not seen you. فَيَقُولُ فَكَيْفَ لَوْ رَأَوْنِي. How would they behave had they seen me? فَيَقُولُونَ كَانُوا أَشَدَّ لَكَ تَمْجِيدًا وَأَشَدَّ لَكَ تَعْظِيمًا وَأَكْثَرَ لَكَ تَسْبِيحًا. Then they would have exalted you more, and they would have magnified you more, and they would have exalted you much more than they were doing before. فَيَقُولُ الرَّبُّ فَمَاذَا يَسْأَلُونَ. And Allah asks them, "Wa a'lam." In the hadith, the Prophet alayhi salam, every time he gives us the wording of God, he says, "Wa a'lam." When Allah asks the question before, he's asked Allah, the Prophet alayhi salam says, "Wa a'lam." He knows more than the malaika about this question. This whole hadith is for ibrah, for you to learn something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not require the malaika to explain anything to him. He does not lack the knowledge, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's there for us to reflect upon, to hear, so that we have a good understanding of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees us and sees the actions that we engage in and what he values, subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيَقُولُوا فَمَاذَا يَسْأَلُونَ What are they asking for? وَوَعْلَمْ فَيَقُولُونَ يَسْأَلُونَكَ الْجَنَّةِ They're asking you that you grant them al-jannah and the akhirah. فَيَقُولُوا هَلْ رَأَوْهَا And he says, why, have they seen it? فَيَقُولُونَ لَا No, they have not. فَيَقُولُوا فَكَيْفَ لَوْ رَأَوْهَا How would they behave had they actually seen it? فَيَقُولُونَ كَانُوا إِذًا أَشَدَّ عَلَيْهَا حِرْصًا وَأَشَدَّ لَهَا طَلَبًا وَأَعْظَمَ فِيهَا رَغْبَةً Then they would be much more engaged in taking it. They would care about it more. They would be focused on having it more than anything else, and they would have loved it more. فَيَقُولُوا فَمِمَّا يَتَعَوَّذُونَ What is it that they seek refuge from? What are they scared of? What do they not want to? فَيَقُولُونَ يَتَعَوَّذُونَ بِكَ مِنَ النَّارِ They are seeking refuge in you from the hellfire. فَيَقُولُ هَلْ رَأُوهَا Have they seen it? فَيَقُولُونَ لَا No, they have not. فَيَقُولُ فَكَيْفَ لَوْ رَأُوهَا How would they behave had they seen it? فَيَقُولُونَ كَانُوا إِذًا أَشَدَّ مِنْهَا فِرَارًا وَأَشَدَّ لَهَا مَخَافَةً Had they seen it, then they would run away from it quicker, and they would be in more of a higher state of fear from it. فَيَقُولُ الرَّبُّ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى يَا مَلَائِكَتِي إِشْهَدُوا أَنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَهُمْ O my malaika, be my witness. Be witness that I have forgiven them. فَيَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا فِيهِمْ فُلَانٌ أَتَى لِحَاجَةٍ لَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ But amongst these people that you have just forgiven, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those people. He said, amongst them is someone who came for a hajj. I mean, he didn't come to embrace in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had no interest in the salah. He didn't care for the khatir or the dhikr. He didn't want to be reminded, but he had to wait for fulan because they need something from fulan. So he waited for fulan anyways. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the malaika is saying, what about fulan? He's not really there for that purpose. Is he also forgiven? فَيَقُولُ الرَّبُّ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى غَفَرْتُ لَهُ هُمُ الْقَوْمُ لَا يَشْقَى بِهِمْ جَلِيسُهُمْ I have forgiven him because they are the people whom whoever sits with them will never do wrong, can never go wrong. They can never be in a state of shaqa, in a state of humiliation or a state of loss. Those who sit with them, forget about actually doing what they're doing. If they just end up being in their vicinity, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His mercy will find its way to them. Subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Ta'azzam Allah. تقدس الله سبحانه وتعالى كبر الله ومجد الله ووحد الله لا إله إلا هو this is how you know that inshallah you are amongst those people this is what he says عليه الصلاة والسلام he tells us this story it's a figurative story and it's there just for عبره وعظه that Allah سبحانه وتعالى has ملائكة who have one job they just go around to see who's remembering Allah and then they come and they love them That's what the malaika, يَحْفُونَهُمْ بِأَجْنِحَتِهِمْ They cuddle them with their wings. It's love, it's a hug. They just come and they love them. And they show them love. And then they speak to their Lord and they advocate for you. You say, they're doing this. Who knows? They don't know what's in your heart. They don't know if you have ikhlas or not. They don't know. They just see you're saying, لا إله إلا الله, سبحانallah, تقدس الله, نحمد الله. Just, they see you exulting and praising and glorifying and magnifying the Lord. So they go to Allah and they say, this is what they're doing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's question every time is, have they seen me? Have their senses been able to reach me or reach my Jannah or reach my Nar? No, their senses have not been able to reach you yet. They are doing it based on the evidence that you provided for them in the universe. They know you're there even though they can't reach you with their ears or their eyes or their noses or their tongues or their hands. They can't touch you yet, they can't see you. But they know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what if they could? What if they could? What if they could see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then what? Then how would they be? Isn't that what ihsan is, brothers and sisters? When the Prophet alayhi salam was asked by Jibreel in the famous hadith that every child here memorizes, what is ihsan? What did he tell them? Isn't أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإن to worship Allah as if you can see Him but you can't, so you're happy with the fact that he sees you. There's nothing left between you and Allah except to see him. That's what this hadith, that's what ihsan is. What if they could see me? Well, then they would be much, it would be a different level. It would be a different level in their hearts of their love for you and their exaltation for you. They ask Jannah, okay, have they seen it? No. What if they could see it? Are they scared from Jahannam? Yes. What if they could see it? Don't wait until you see it. Don't wait until you see it. If you wait until you see it, then you're too late. Do what this hadith is saying. No. Do what this hadith is saying. Have ashad ta'zeeman lillah wa akthar tasbihan lillah. Increase your glorification of Allah, your magnification, your love for Allah, even though you can't see Him. Increase your desire in Jannah, even though you can't see it. Increase your fear and refuge seeking from now, even though you can't see it. Don't wait until you can see it. That's not a good strategy. It's not a good strategy to wait until you can see it. And these malaika are just there to encourage this peace. And then even if someone is sitting amongst them, that's why صحبة الصالحين يا أخواني. If you just spend time with good people, هم القوم, Allahu Akbar. This phrase is a phrase that only the divine can say. Only the divine himself can say this praise. هم القوم, they are the people. لا يشقى بهم جليسهم, the one who sits with them will never go wrong. Will never be punished. Will always find forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. You go and you cuddle up to the salihin, and you stick yourself with the, you make sure you're in their vicinity. Even if, as Waqiyah says, as they, يعني يحب الصالحين, Imam Shaykh, يحب الصالحين ولست منهم. وَأَرْجُوا أَنْ أَنَا لَبِهِمْ شَفَاعَةً. I love the salihin, I'm not one of them. This is what the Imam is saying. And I hope to find their intercession on the Day of Judgment. Why? Because هُمُ الْقُومُ لَأَشْقَى بِهِمْ جَلِيسُهُمْ. They are the people who, the one who spends time with them, will be forgiven even though he is nothing like them. He wasn't there for the same reason. He didn't have the same intention at all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those people and grant us that barakah and that beauty. Because what's more beautiful than that? Imagine that you sit here right now and this is what you're getting. As you sit here, the malaika are cuddling you with their wings and they are speaking to their Lord saying, oh no, they are here saying, la ilaha illallah. They are magnifying you, O Allah. They're glorifying you. And if they saw you, they would do it even better. But they're there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them, I forgive them all. May Allah forgive all of us, inshallah. What is left in life? Tell me. Think about it, come explain to me. What's left in life itself, aside from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala having the malaika be His witness as He forgives you and forgives all those who just hang out with you because you are loving Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you are speaking of Him, because it's impossible for your tongue to speak His name and glory and sing His praise and He not love you back and He not show you the grace that you have shown yourself. And I find that to be, you know, an absolutely beautiful concept to reflect upon. يروي الشيخان في متفقا عليه من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إن لله ملائكة يطوفون في الأرض يبحثون عن حلق الذكر أو عن أهل الذكر فإذا وجدوهم تنادوا فقالوا هلموا إلى حاجتكم وفي رواية هلموا إلى بغيتكم فيحفونهم بأجنحتهم إلى السماء الدنيا فيقول لهم ربهم ماذا يقول عبادي فيقولون يسبحونك ويحمدونك ويمجدونك ويكبرونك فيقول هل رأوني فيقولون لا فيقول فكيف لو رأوني فيقولون إذن كانوا أشد لك تعظيما وأشد لك تمجيدا وأكثر لك تسبيحا فيقول فماذا يطلبون فيقولون الجنة فيقول هل رأوها فيقولون لا فيقول فكيف لو رأوها فيقولون إذن أكانوا أشد عليها حرصا وأعظم فيها رغبة فيقول فمما يتعوذون فيقولون يتعوذون بك من النار فيقول هل رأوها فيقولون لا فيقول فكيف لو رأوها فيقولون إذن كانوا أشد منها فرارا وأشد لها مخافة فيقول اشهدوا يا ملائكتي أني قد غفرت لهم فيقولون فيهم فلان أتى لحاجة ليس منهم فيقول قد غفرت له هم القوم لا يشقى بهم جليسهم صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك.